Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
So thank you so much to our sponsors, Amara Pagul and Azul. And now I am super, super delighted to have Anna Duvet here with us. And Anna has many talents. She's a shiatsu therapist, an open floor conscious dance facilitator. She's a musician and a visual artist. And when I was watching her on her videos, I saw this infectious desire to connect through dance and music. Her shiatsu is a like a fluid dance of acupressure, stretches, breathwork, and massage. Anna creates safe movement spaces where people can open up and connect, accompanied by her own creatively crafted soundscapes. On Anna's dance floor, there's always an invitation to open up and connect, and for deep self-inquiry and embodied exploration. So welcome, Anna, and really, really looking forward to your session today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure and honor to be here, and it's a real pleasure and honor to see all of these names and a few of your faces, a few familiar faces. It's really, really lovely. So welcome, everyone. Welcome. I'm not sure how many of you know very much about the dance practice of open floor. I see Jane is here, a fellow open floor teacher. Lovely to see you here too. So open floor is a practice, I think, essentially of authenticity. And as this is the embodiment conference, it's very fitting. The essence of open floor is embodiment. It's about moving and including. It's about feeling the physical body, checking in with what's there. And then, I'm going to do a demonstration. Hold on. Move this camera around. Here we go. There we go. All right. Here we go.
Anna, I'll just say, we noticed a few people joining us. If you'd like to join us in the main room where Anna can actually see you, recreating a really nice, warm, friendly space here. Just raise your blue hand and we'll bring you over.
So I'd love to be able to see your bodies, because I'm going to facilitate a dance exploration here. And being able to see each other, your videos, and see what's going on with your bodies can help me to facilitate where we go in the movement. So if you feel like you feel okay with that, I would love to be able to see your beautiful beings moving. So that's why I've asked you guys to turn your videos on. So to get going with the demonstration, open floor is a practice of openness to the self, of listening to the physical body, the emotional body, and giving whatever needs to move space to move, giving the self permission to really to do what it needs to do. To listen deeply and intuitively allow what needs to move to come through. So for example, right now, if I were to begin my practice, and everybody's practice is going to look completely different, but my practice right now would be closing my eyes, I'm feeling my feet on the ground, I'm loosening my knees to become neutral, and I'm feeling what's there, I'm beginning to move with what's there, and I find my lower back absorbing, to kind of open that and shift that, moving my spine, noticing that there's fluidity, that my chest wants to open, that my throat wants to open. And then just following this thread of movement and allowing what's there to move through me and be fuel for the dance. And the most beautiful thing, I think, about this dance practice, really giving myself permission to shake out the ceilings, shaking out all of the nervous embodiment conference ceilings. Yeah. So as you can see, it's vulnerable. It's vulnerable connecting with the body and allowing what's really there to move through. And that's what's so special about this practice, is the authenticity it requires and the courage it requires. And also today, I wanted to explore what it is, all the creativity that comes from movement, the creativity that we have as artists, as dancers, as a visual artist and a musical artist as well. For me, I really, and a dance artist, I really feel that in my dance practice, in my movement practice, my connection with my artistic process is so much closer than, I don't know, when I make a visual art, for example. It's this sense of, like, you know, abstract expressionism, Jackson Pollock, the blue poles, getting paint, throwing it at the canvas, fully embodying the process, the anger, the emotion, the sadness, whatever's there, it's fully embodied and it comes through the paintbrush onto the canvas. And the canvas is this receptacle. It's the evidence of the emotional process which occurred. But in dance, our bodies are the art. Our process, that whole process of emotion, of anger, of sadness, of joy, of glee, of uncertainty, of vulnerability, of insecurity, all of that juicy, juicy truth of the human experience is what fuels our movement and our dance. And it doesn't have to be beautiful. And I think that's also another beautiful thing about open floor, is it's about moving and including what's there. If I'm vulnerable, if I'm uncertain, if I'm a little bit unsure about what I'm saying, then I can embody it. And then if I really stay with what's there in my body, it becomes a dance of its own right, even though it might not look traditionally beautiful. It's all about accepting myself and including what's there and seeing what happens when I just begin to explore that. Maybe it shifts and changes a little and I can come to some sense of peace or balance or acceptance of the self, or maybe not. Maybe it's going to be a longer process, you know, and allowing that to be the making friends with that softness. I feel like I've said a lot. I've just said a lot of things, and it's 10 past already. So I think we'll begin the dance. So let's have a look. Usually I would share the music from my computer, but that's not possible in this situation for licensing reasons. So what we're going to do is Tandy's posted the playlist in the chat. So if you guys could all just click on that Spotify playlist, and then I'll just give you a minute or so to get that up. And then I'm going to try and get us all to press play at the same time, which is going to be kind of interesting. Yeah. Great. Oh, it's really nice to see a few more of you in the panel. Hey! Hey, Sophie! And Flynn and Charlotte and Adam. Yay! Hey! So nice to see you. And nice to feel you, all of you who I can't see. I know you're there. I know you're there. Okay, so hopefully everyone's got up your playlist. I'm hoping. Maybe we'll give it a few more seconds. And I'm going to get mine up too. Yes, yes, yes. And as you can see, the first track, Pure Imagination. This track is really beautiful. And I just love you to press play. Just press play now and bring the body into a mindful state, just in the center of your space that you have to dance. So just beginning. Whoa, what's happening? Jane's got a surprised face. Yeah, so once you're kind of ready, pressing play, And just bringing the body to a neutral spine in the center of your movement space. Feeling the feet on the ground, feeling the feet on the ground, feeling the pull of gravity holding us to the earth, the soles of the feet, maybe rocking back and forth to feel the front of the toes, the back of the heels. Yeah, that's it. So just feeling the space below the feet on the in the ground. Feeling the space in front of your body. The space behind your body. The space above your body. Just beginning to move with the music, allowing the body to move in whatever way feels natural and intuitive. Just listening to the physical body. What's there? What's there that needs to open? The body knows. And allowing the flow to begin to happen. Really just coming back to authenticity. What needs to move? My hips sore? Do I need to stretch my legs? Bringing the attention to the breath. Just moving from arriving here at the conference to being here, just being. That's it, stretching, opening. Yeah, planting the feet on the ground and allowing the upper body to move and open. But keeping those feet planted in one spot, using them as a base, like they're the feet of seaweed holding you to the seafloor. And your limbs are swaying in the currents, opening, expressing what's there, just giving some shape to whatever feeling might be there. Maybe the chest wants to open. Feeling what emotions might be there in the chest, and giving that shape. And then just imagining, feeling again the feet on the floor, the soles of the feet, and just imagining that the floor is covered in paint, and the floor is covered in your favorite colored paint. Yeah, and the feet might begin to kind of slide through the paint, slipping and sliding. Using the feet as paintbrushes. Just if you can, with your feet sliding through your space, trying to cover every corner of your dance space with this paint of your favorite color, imagining the lines on the floor as you express through your foot brushes. So imagining the feet are brushes covering the floor with this paint of your favorite color, And then reaching down with the hands, sliding the hands along the floor, covering the hands with paint as if they are brushes as well, scooping up that paint and then painting through the space with the hands. Exploring what it is to express this internal landscape through this imaginary paint in the space. All the while feeling your internal emotional state, physical state. What is going on? Can you embody what the body's asking you to do? Giving it permission. What needs to open? What needs to stretch? And then the art often happens in the space where the music meets the internal landscape. What's the meeting between the two? So allowing the music in as a collaborator. Remembering the floor is covered in paint and maybe the paint changes color now. It's a different color and you scoop up a handful of this new color and maybe smear it on the arms, smearing it on the arms and then using these arms as paintbrushes. Yeah, throwing it, taking it off the floor, throwing it in the air. And scoop it with your feet, allowing the whole body to become a paintbrush, to become an expressionist paintbrush. Yeah, that's it. Playing, letting out what's inside through movement. Meeting the music. Yes, that's it. Let the body do its thing. Let the body be the first teacher. Using the butt as a paintbrush. How fully can you embody your paintbrush? That's it. How is that emotional body now? Can you fully embody it? Yes. Giving it some breath, breathing into whatever's moving, sighing it out. Energizing the body. Yeah, and bringing the awareness into the hands as the tip of the paintbrush. And then just noticing the relationship with the screen here. Maybe coming forward and painting over your screen, painting anyone else's little face that you can see, just noticing these other little humans, these entities, we're all dancing together. Yes. How can we create a canvas together? Yeah, feeding that energy, what's in you, feeding it to each other and receiving it. That's it. Phew. Knowing that you can always come to this screen for some inspiration. Letting the dance change, letting the textures change. As the music changes, as the emotional body changes, continuing to follow the thread. What's there now? What's there now? If you get lost, just close the eyes, take a pause, reconnect with yourself. Oh, that's it, bringing in the breath. Finding a little repetition. What color are you now? What color is the paint now? What kind of textures can you feel that want to come out? Imagine if the whole body were a brush, what markings would you be making in the space around you? So really sinking into your body. What feels good? Moving towards what feels good. Really noticing the hips, noticing the expression of the hips in this song, the expression of the feet. Imagining the hips are one color, the feet are another. You're kind of dancing on these two levels through space. Painting, bending the knees, taking the brush strokes lower, straightening them on the tippies, bringing them higher. How creative can you get? That's it. And just an invitation to move through the space, imagining the steps and the markings they leave behind. How much space can you cover in the next 1 minute? Have you explored every corner of this dance space? And what is it like moving more quickly? What's it like moving more quickly? Covering ground through the space. What does that do to our creativity, to our flow? That's it, exploring. That's it, letting the body move how it wants to, how it needs to. Everything, give everything permission, everything that's there. Whatever emotions are there, I'm feeling stuck. I'm not feeling that engaged. Embody it. Give me that I'm not engaged dance. Give me that I'm furious dance. Give me that I'm so happy to be dancing dance. Whatever is real, put it in that body. It might be tiny, it might be huge, it might be just the fingers. That's it, coming back to the self. What's there now? Just noticing mindfully. Noticing the breath. Let's see it coming back, maybe closing the eyes. What's there now? What's there that needs to open, that needs to stretch? What's the body called to move? I'm allowed. I'm allowed to be this. Thank you. That's it, letting the body move through the different textures. Including whatever emotions are there. Including whatever emotions are present. Letting the self-expression bring you home. That's it. What's there now? What's there now? Is there any way you can turn towards what's there now more? including it in movement. That's it. Radical self-acceptance in movement. letting the music in to the body. beautiful, and just bringing your dance to a close. Spotify starts playing another tune automatically, just bringing that volume down, letting the dance end, letting the dance end. Taking a deep breath into the belly, letting it out. Just feeling, how am I now? And if it's possible, just coming over to the camera to close together. Thanking our bodies for this dance, this chance to practice together. I think. Over to you, Rita. Thank you so much for hosting me. It's been a real pleasure and honor. And thank you so much, Tandi, for your amazing technical support. What a whiz. What would we have done without you? All of that playlist shenaniganizing. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of you dancers and your beautiful bodies. It's great to feel you and see you.
Thank you so much, Anna. And could invite everybody to put in the chat your takeaways from this session. Anna, I'm still basking in it. but I do want to thank you. I just loved how you introduced the colour. Really striking use of colour into your dance was just beautiful, and I never used my butt as a paintbrush before. That's really amazing. Yeah, and I also loved how I know you said it was a courageous thing to do, this thing that it's beautiful, that it doesn't have to be beautiful, and that dancing your truth, I heard you say it brings you home. Yeah, it brings, dancing and moving your truth brings you home. Mm. And that was really beautiful. Let your body be your teacher to bring you home. Mm. Even if it's my butt.
Yeah, even if it's your butt, that's it.
Yeah. So thank you so much. And I could see everybody's really enjoying it. So I would like to come back to you in a few minutes on just before the hour to close with your top tip for how we can be more embodied. So I'll come back to you in a minute. And thank you so much, everyone, for taking part. Whoa, I'm just still full of all that energy. So what could you do to continue your learning and your exploration of embodiment? Because for us, the embodiment conference is a continuing thing, and we'd really love to give lots of opportunities for carrying on your learning. So this recording is available free for 48 hours. So you could join Anna again through the recording. And we also have the coffee break on the portal, which are breakout rooms to meet other people and share your learning, carry on chatting. And we have the Embodiment Conference Facebook group, which you can join and also connect with other people and carry on your learning. And then we have all the whole online library of recordings of the whole conference available to buy. It's discounted now. After the conference, it's twice the price. And what I've been finding is that not just for my personal development, but for my professional development, it's just this amazing library, a bit like having your library of books where on your shelves, where you can look at different subjects, do your research and dip in and dip out, watch several times. So you can do all of that. It's a great way to digest the learning because there's so much there, and to do it at your own pace. And with the library, you get the video recordings, but you also get the audio recordings, you get the summaries, you get notes and recommended reading. So you can really carry on your learning at your own time and your own pace. So if you that sounds like something you want to do, check out the website. And if you work in trauma, you really want to reach more people, and you can't afford the library, you can email us and we can arrange something for you. And you can also donate. We support a few charities. So if the library is not going to really be helpful to you, you may want to donate to our charities or to the Embodiment Conference. Yeah, the next session is Susie, I'm just going to read it out, Susie Rosenbaum on Creative Bodies at 8 a.m. London time in about an hour. And yeah, I think I'd like to hand over to you now, Anna, for your one sentence on how can we all be more embodied?
Great question. I think by just taking the time, being mindful and taking the time to include it, even if it's just, you know, 1 minute of closing your eyes and feeling your body and feeling your breath and allowing your body to move intuitively how it wants to, just listening, coming back home and actually really listening, because that's where all of our truth and our gut impulses come from. Yeah, just taking the time to move and be with ourselves.
Taking the time to move and be with ourselves. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you here.
And thank you, everybody, for sharing your practices. I feel so honored and blessed and grateful and supported. So, so full of love. So thank you. Thank you to everybody, especially my hosts as well.
So hopefully see you at another session. Thank you for joining. Bye-bye.